Utah!
Mr. Chairman, Utah, which went Republican in 52, 56, and 60, and will go Republican again in 64, passes.
Vermont!
Mr. Chairman, Vermont passes.
Virginia!
Mr. Chairman, the great state of Virginia had planned to place in nomination the name of a great Virginian and a man who gave this convention invaluable assistance, Virginia's favorite son, Congressman Richard H. Poff. However, in view of the preference of the next president, Virginia passes.
Washington!
The state of Washington, regretfully, passes.
West Virginia!
Mr. Chairman, West Virginia passes.
Wisconsin!
Mr. Chairman, we have just been in contact with the headquarters of John W. Burns, our favorite son. He has told us that he is a personal friend of Richard M. Nixon, and we therefore, in favor of Richard M. Nixon, pass.
Wyoming!
Wyoming passes.
A District of Columbia!
The District of Columbia passes.
Puerto Rico!
Mr. Chairman, Puerto Rico passes.
The Virgin Islands!
Mr. Chairman, the territory of the Virgin Islands pass.
The chairman of the delegation from Pennsylvania is recognized.
Due to recent pressure just put on me by various delegations, I will place the name of William Warren Scranton in nomination for the vice presidency.
The state of Alabama has yielded to the state I've just been informed that the chairman of the Maine delegation would like to be recognized.
Mr. Chairman, we still hold to our principles. We still believe that Senator Margaret Chase Smith is a great American and would make a great vice president. However, in the cause of party unity, we concede to Senator Barry Goldwater's wishes that the next president of the United States shall have the invincible Richard M. Nixon on the vice presidential candidate on the same slate.
The chairman of the delegation from the state of Texas is recognized. Ladies and gentlemen of the convention, the delegation from the state of Alabama have yielded to the state of North Dakota to make a nomination. The state of North Dakota has one of their outstanding Republicans on the platform to make that nomination. I present to you the distinguished Biff Barger of the state of North Dakota.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, the tragedy this nation endured last November has made us all realize that we must not take lightly our responsibilities in choosing a vice president, for we have vividly seen how any hick can suddenly be thrust into the highest office in the land. I therefore come before this convention to place a nomination for the office of Vice President of the United States of America, a man whose qualifications, whose ability, whose experience cannot be matched. He is a man who has sat on the highest councils of decision makers in defending our nation. He is a man who knows and understands communism and has faced it in the form of a howling mob in Venezuela and has faced it in the form of a howling leader in Moscow. But he is not only a courageous leader, he is a man of the people. Born of humble origin in a small town in California in a white clapboard cabin, he has not bought his way to power with the revenue of mysterious millions from television commercials and the like. He has fought and worked his way to success solely through the merit of his own abilities. And so, Mr. Chairman, I wish to place in nomination the name of that great American, the former Vice President of the United States, and the next Vice President of the United States, Richard M. Nixon.
Does anyone from the floor wish to second the nomination of Richard Nixon? The chair recognizes the chairman of the delegation from North Dakota.
Mr. Chairman, the state of North Dakota wishes to second the nomination of the next vice president of the United States, the invincible Dick Nixon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the delegation from the state of Pennsylvania have indicated their desire to make a nomination. They have delegated the chairman of their delegation to make that nomination. I now present to you the distinguished Doug McDowell of Pennsylvania.
This is kind of funny. I'm very unprepared for a nominating speech of this kind, so you'll just have to bear with me for a little bit while I ad-lib. Governor Scranton has said that he will accept an honest and sincere draft for any national office, president or vice president. That still stands. Governor Scranton will work for Senator Goldwater. He would like, I guess, to run with Senator Goldwater. He hasn't told me. I don't know. But we'll just have to wait and see. I think he wants a unified Republican Party. If he can get the draft behind him for vice president, where he will have 53 states and territories behind him as vice president, he will accept. Whether this develops or not, we'll see in a couple minutes. I would just want to place in nomination the name of William Warren Scranton for vice president of these United States.
The chair now recognizes the chairman of the New York delegation.
By virtue of a phone call just made to New York, it's come to my attention that all 92 delegate votes will support Governor Scranton for the vice presidential nomination, even in view of a preference by Senator Goldwater for Richard Nixon. So by virtue of this, I second the nomination for Governor Scranton for Vice President.
The roll call of states for the nomination of the next Vice President of the United States will now begin. The Chief Reading Clerk of the Convention, Mr. Andy Anderson, will call the roll. Mr. Anderson. I will again call a roll by states. Alabama!
Chairman, Alabama, the home with the, of the governor with the portable stump, must point out that although she is very proud of her governor, and although he has in fact announced a party split and a party changeover, it is unfortunately not to the Republican Party, but to his own creation. Therefore, we of Alabama must make this knowledge available to the convention and cast our 20 delegate votes for the next Vice President of the United States, Mr. Richard Nixon.
Alabama cast 20 votes for Richard Nixon. Alaska!
Alaska cast 12 votes for William Scranton.
Alaska cast 12 votes for William Scranton.
This is going to be quick.
Arizona!
Arizona casts its entire 16 votes for Richard Nixon.
Arizona casts 16 votes for Richard Nixon. Arkansas!
Mr. Chairman, Arkansas is proud to cast its entire 12 votes for Richard Nixon.
Arkansas cast 12 votes for Richard Nixon. California!
Mr. Chairman, the great sovereign state of California votes 50 of its votes for Richard Nixon, 36 for Scranton.
California cast 50 votes for Richard Nixon, 36 votes for William Scranton. Colorado!
Mr. Chairman, Colorado cast 9 votes for Richard Nixon and 9 votes for William Scranton.
Colorado cast 9 votes for Richard Nixon and 9 votes for William Scranton. Connecticut!
Mr. Chairman, Connecticut, having more delegation votes than 22 other delegations, wishes to place its entire 16 votes at the hands of its the man who was born in that state, William Scranton.
Connecticut cast 16 votes for William Scranton. Delaware!
Mr. Chairman! The honorable state of Delaware, the land of the blue hen chicken, is afraid it's going to have to chicken out going all the way with Scranton and give 2 for Nixon and 10 for Scranton.
Delaware cast 10 votes for William Scranton, 2 votes for Richard Nixon. Florida!
Mr. Chairman, Florida cast 34 votes for Richard Nixon.
Florida cast 34 votes for Richard Nixon. Georgia!
Mr. Chairman, Georgia cast 24 votes for Mr. Richard M. Nixon.
Georgia cast 24 votes for Richard Nixon. Hawaii!
Mr. Chairman, Hawaii, mindful of the great assistance that Richard Nixon will be to Mr. Goldwater, Hawaii cast its entire 8 votes for Richard Nixon.
Hawaii cast 8 votes for Richard Nixon.